Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a stellar, fabulous, glorious, glamorous weekend. I myself personally did. It was very active, very eventful, very tiring, which is, you know, why Mondays always suck. And, you know, I think for everybody, though, I think it's like a mandate that Mondays are just the worst, the absolute worst, unless it is a long weekend. Then, in fact, Mondays are great because Mondays are like Sundays, Fridays are like Thursdays, and Saturdays are like Fridays, and Sundays are like Saturdays. That is way too complicated. It's like a spider web. But I had a fabulous weekend. I hope you all did, too. I am literally coming off of the high of the Emmys and literally everybody looking iconic. Specifically, Anya Taylor-Joy and, of course, Elizabeth Olsen, which I will get into in a moment. But I have some great stories for you guys today. And before I get into all that, I just want to talk about the HBO Max clip or the sort of promo of the upcoming shows and movies of 2021/2022. I first saw it on Instagram, and I was screaming, not only because I love HBO Max, I personally think it's my favorite streaming service. It used to be Disney Plus, but then, you know, I really watched literally everything on Disney Plus. So I took a break from it, and then HBO Max is just constantly, like, raising the bar, specifically with Harry Potter and all the Lord of the Rings films. But they had a little, on their Instagram, they posted a promo. Of, like, what's to come. And, of course, there's The Secret Lives of College Girls, which was, I can't wait to see, it's a mini Kaling show. And then there's, and just like that, there was an And Just Like That clip with SJP, Kristen Davis, Cynthia Nixon, and Chris Noth, Mr. Big, which is, of course, the Sex and the City continuation. And I was quaking because we hear Sarah Jessica Parker's voice pan over and say, And Just Like That. And then, of course, there was the continuation of the reboot of Gossip Girl, which comes out, I believe, in the fall? November, I'm not quite sure when, but I'm really excited for that. So HBO Max, thank you so much for constantly impressing me and hooking me in and just being the best streaming service that there is for now, in the words of Dolores Umbridge. But yeah, so of course the Emmys took place, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the this tragic story of Gabby Petito and everything going on with that. I mean, thanks to TikTok, in large part to TikTok, I've been, you know, made aware of what's been going on, and it's heartbreaking and tragic, and but I'm going to talk about it because it's one of the most circulated pieces of pop culture news right now. So yeah, all right, everybody, let's get into it, because I don't really have many other life updates to talk about aside from the like And Just Like That little snippet we got, which I can't wait for. Okay, so first story of the day. This is from E! Online, but I might hop over to CNN too, where they have also posted some updates. Gabby Petito case, police find a body to believe to be the 22-year-old influencer. Okay, I'm first going to read about it because this young woman was an influencer, and I've been seeing this clip on TikTok multiple times of her and her boyfriend. Well, she's in the back of a police car, and she's visibly upset. She's crying. I guess her and her boyfriend had some argument. In this, they were somehow intercepted by a police officer, but now the boyfriend's gone missing, and she it's just heartbreaking. So let's read it, and then we'll discuss. Okay. The search for Gabby Petito may have come to an end. On Sunday, September 19th, which was yesterday, the Denver branch of the FBI, the National Park Service, and law enforcement announced they found a body, quote, consistent with the description of the influencer who was reported missing earlier this month after embarking on a road trip with fiancé Brian Laundry. However, this person's identity has not yet been confirmed. Quote, earlier today, human remains were discovered consistent with the description of Gabby Petito, an FBI official said at a press conference. Continuing, quote, full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery. The cause of death has not been determined at this time. News of the discovery of the remains found in the vicinity of Spread Creek dispersed camping area in the Bridger-Teton National Forest in Wyoming comes 18 days after Brian, 23, returned without Gabby, 22, to North Point, Florida home. To the North Point, Florida home the couple shared with his parents, and 8 days after her family reported her missing. Authorities are also currently trying to locate Brian, a person of interest in the case, who, after Sunday's press conference, Northport police said in a statement to Twitter, quote, saddened and heartbroken to learn that Gabby has been found deceased. Our focus from the start, along with the FBI and national partners, has been to bring her home. We will continue to work with the FBI and in search for more answers. Earlier in the day, coroner of Tealatin County, Wyoming, Brent Blue, told E! News, quote, "I can confirm that we have dispatched a deputy coroner to the Teton National Forest where a body was found. We do not have the identity yet. We do not know the gender." As for Brian, Northport police said on Friday, September 17th, that his parents claimed to have not seen him since 3 days prior when he went on a hike in the Carlton Reserve area near the city. A lawyer for Gabby's family later sent a statement, quote, "All of Gabby's family want the world to know that Brian is not missing. He is hiding. Gabby is missing." An attorney for Brian and his family has not yet responded to their remarks or commented otherwise on his alleged disappearance. I mean, this is just heartbroken. And of course, there have been no arrests made, and you can't really jump to a conclusion because he's a person of interest, but he hasn't been deemed a suspect. So I'm going to hop over here to CNN, where they have another article: "Human remains found in Wyoming are consistent with description of Gabby." Some of this might be redundant, but I am going to read it to you. Quote, "Full forensic identification has not yet been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but as her family been notified of the discovery," said Charles Jones, FBI Denver's senior resident agent in Wyoming. I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, prior to Petito's disappearance, the couple had been traveling on a road trip through several western states. Laundrie returned to Northport, Florida without Petito on September 1st. According to the police, officials later found that the van the couple had been traveling in at the home Petito shared with Laundrie and his parents in North Point, a city in Sarasota County. Let's see here. There's just been so much. Here, let me just check TMZ really quick because they have it too. I'm sorry this is all over the place, but most of the information I'm getting is on TikTok. Hold on one second. I mean, I'm on TMZ right now. Okay. "Adding to the speculation is body cam video," which is, this is exactly what I saw on TikTok. "Adding to the speculation is body cam video from a Utah officer who had a run-in with Gabby and Brian near Arches National Park prior to her vanishing. It sounds like there was a squabble between the couple. You can see Gabby breaking down in tears." By the way, this video is on TMZ. "You can see Gabby breaking down in tears when the officer asks what is going on after pulling them over on the side of the road. As she explains, she has OCD. Brian, for his part, told the cop they were just arguing, that there wasn't anything to be alarmed about. This, the case, of course, has become the biggest talked about story for a while and has captured headlines." So yeah, of course, more updates are going to come out, but I just had to share it because this is just so heartbreaking. And I send my condolences to family, friends of her. And I'm really interested to know what's going on with the boyfriend because he's gone missing. And I mean, that just further adds to any speculation of alleged whatever, you know. It's wild. So I had to talk about it. It's just that, I mean, the articles don't get that much information, but I mean, I'm learning about it day by day. So yeah, my condolences. It's a very, very sad story. It's a tragedy. It's a true tragedy. Okay. Second story of the day. Emmy updates. The Emmys were last night and they were iconic and everybody was there and everybody looked delicious. And it was so exciting to see an award show where all my favorite celebrities were all in one room. I was just like literally crying, especially because Elizabeth Olsen was there. She looked iconic in the row, as did, Anya Taylor-Joy, just iconic. But anyway, so this here, I'm going to read to you the Primetime Emmys, the complete winners list. The 73rd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards is in the books. Netflix was the big winner of this year's with 44 trophies, including a leading 10 of the Primetime Ceremony and 34 of the Creative Arts Emmy Ceremonies last weekend. To hype out the competition, the combined HBO Max was next with 19, which is very impressive. So, in RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay. So, here we go. These are the winners. By the way, I'm sorry I keep yawning. I told you I had, like, a really busy weekend. I'm just, like, so excited. I'm very excited to start the week because I love starting the week, but I'm also exhausted. Okay. So, limited or anthology series, The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. I mean, totally makes surprise. Totally not surprising that it won. Of course, Anya Taylor-Joy is an icon. But also, I heard it was a great limited series, and it was also streamed, I believe it came out during COVID. I mean, of course, we're still in COVID, but I can't remember the exact date of when it came out. You know, fun fact, I've actually never seen it, but Now I have to because I'm obsessed with Anya, so... Yes, Queen's Gambit, yes. Okay, second category. Drama series. The winner of the, you know, I guess drama series was The Crown. Netflix, of course. Comedy series, Ted Lasso, which I've heard a lot about, with Jason Sudeikis. Olivia Wilde-X, which I haven't seen, but I've heard great things about it. Winner of variety special, Hamilton on Disney Plus. Of course, iconic. We all watched it during COVID. I was literally screaming. I watched it at 12:01 a.m. When it came out. It was pre-recorded, though. Variety special, Stephen Colbert's Election Night 2020. Lead actor in a drama series, The Crown, Josh O'Connor as Prince Charles. He's so good, you guys, in the show. He is a wonderful actor, and he pretty much embodied who I guess many people believe Prince Charles to be, with the accent and his mannerisms and everything. Commit the Pokaboos! Literally, just the way he talks was incredible. Lead actress in a drama series, of course, Miss Olivia Colman as Queen Elizabeth II in The Crown. Queenie vibes, so good. Lead actor in a limited or anthology series or movie, Halston, Ewan McGregor as Halston. Now, I didn't get to see Halston, but I've heard great things about it, and Ewan McGregor, I've been a fan of his since Trainspotting, Moulin Rouge, and of course Star Wars, and I can't wait to see his series on Disney Plus, which is probably going to be iconic, where he plays Obi-Wan. So great. Lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie, Mare of Easttown, Kate Winslet. Well, I, of course, I'm always going to be Kate Winslet's stan from Titanic, but I've heard she was great in this and I didn't watch it, but, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get around to it. Writing for a limited or anthology series, I May Destroy You. Okay, Michaela Cole, I've heard a lot of things about her. I've seen the first three episodes of the show, but I didn't actually finish it, but I was blown away by her. And, I mean, of course, I'm excited for her to win this, but I'm also really excited to see her in Black Panther 2. And I mean, it hasn't been released who she's going to play, but whoever it is, it's iconic casting. Directing for limited or anthology. I can't say anthology. Directing for limited or anthology series or movie, The Queen's Gambit, of course. Competition program, RuPaul's Drag Race, of course. Lead actor in a comedy series, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. Lead actress in a comedy series, Jean Smart as Deborah Vance in Hacks. You guys, Jean Smart was so great in the show. And I hope there's going to be a season 2. I'm pretty sure it was renewed, but yeah, iconic. Directing for a comedy series, Hacks, of course. Writing for comedy series, Hacks. Variety sketch series, of course, the one and only SNL. Variety talk series last week, Tonight with John Oliver. Let's see. Oh, supporting actor in a drama series, The Crown, Tobias Menzies, who played Prince Philip, the late Prince Philip. He's iconic in that role. Supporting actress in a drama series, Gillian Anderson as Margaret, Your Majesty, Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. Iconic. Directing for a drama series, The Crown. Writing for drama series, The Crown. Jeez. Supporting actor in limited or anthology series, Evan Peters from Mare of Easttown. I love Evan Peters. Of course, to me, he's always going to be Quicksilver from the X-Men franchise and then WandaVision, but good for him. Supporting actor in a comedy series, Ted Lasso, Brett Goldstein. Supporting actress in a comedy series, Hannah Waddingham and Ted Lasso. Fun fact about Hannah Waddingham, she played Septa Unella in Game of Thrones. You know, shame, shame, shame. Cersei Lannister is like, you know, that whole moment. Good for her. So yeah, that's some of that is the list of winners. So congratulations to one and all. I personally would have wished Elizabeth Olsen won, but she got nominated and that is huge. Okay. Oh, I'm literally so tired. I haven't had my coffee yet, so. But anyway, speaking of Emmy stories, I'm going to talk a little bit about one of our winners here, Miss Jean Smart. A story from Page Six. Jean Smart introduces courageous son, Forrest, at the 2021 Emmys. Wow. Jean Smart is one proud mama. The 70-year-old actress introduced her son, Forrest, at the 2021 Emmy Awards as they walked the red carpet together on Sunday. She later thanked Forrest 13 and her older son, Connor, while accepting the trophy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role in Hacks. During the speech, Smart called them, quote, my two wonderful and unselfish children, who are both very courageous in their own right. She also tearfully thanked her husband, Richard Gilliland, who passed away in March after a brief illness. Very, very sad. Quote, before I say anything, I have to acknowledge my late husband who passed away 6 months ago yesterday, and I would not be here without him, putting his career on the back burner so that I could take advantage of all the wonderful opportunities I've had, she said. The Designing Women alum and Gillian, who was an actor, welcomed Connor, 31 and 89. Hey, I'm an 89 boy too, and adopted Forrest from China in 2009. Smart, Jean Smart was wearing Ralph Lauren. She looked gorgeous. And yeah, she was also in The Mayor of Easttown too. I mean, Jillian, I mean, Jean Smart, what am I saying? I was going to say Gillian Anderson. Jean Smart is so talented, and I'm really, really happy for the recognition and success that she's getting for this series, because she really, really, really embodied Deborah Vance, and she's so smart and talented, and just, she's an icon, honey. She's an icon. So, yeah. Okay, this brings us to our final story of the day. I guess that went quicker than I thought. Well, this is from E! News. Sorry, I'm pulling it up here. A little bit of a Scott Disick update, but a good one. Scott Disick treats kids to a sweet family night out in Vegas after Amelia Hamlin breakup now. You may be thinking it's a little bit suspect, but I'm glad to see or read about whenever Scott Disick is with his kiddies. Scott Disick treated his kids to a sweet family night out in Las Vegas this weekend, marking his first public appearance since his breakup with Amelia Hamlin earlier this month. On Saturday, September 18th, Keeping Up with the Kardashians star brought Mason Disick 11. I cannot believe Mason is 11, you guys. That's crazy. Penelope Disick 9 and Ray Disick 6, his children with his other ex, Kourtney Kardashian, to enjoy the unique deserts in Sin City's recently opened second Sugar Factory American Brasserie restaurant branch. Penelope was also accompanied by her friend Gracie TV, Selena Gomez's 8-year-old sister. Whoa. And Mario Lopez and his daughter Gia 11 also joined the group. That is a really interesting bunch. Huh. Mason, excuse me. Ooh, sorry. Mason and Rain dined together at one table while their sister and Gracie ate separately at another, with both groups accompanied by security and eyewitness told E! News, adding that Scott sat with a male assistant and later joined the kids as the company's giant signature $99 King Kong Sundae, which includes 24 scoops of ice cream, was brought out. Another source told E! News that Scott tried the $40 non-alcoholic version of Sugar Factory's Cali Love Goblet, a drink that can also be made with Kendall Jenner's 818 Tequila. Ooh, that sounds really, really good. By the way, I've been stealing... I was at Trader Joe's. I saw Kendall's 818 Tequila. I was like, yes, Kendall, yes, get that coin. But I didn't buy it because, of course, I was far too busy. where was I here? Oh, and she shared the beverage with Penelope. For dinner, he had his favorite dish, the $20 ginger sesame chicken salad, while Rain and Mason enjoyed the $25 rainbow sliders and the $29 Cookie Monster make a wish milkshake. Oh my gosh, that sounds so much fun. Anyway, I'm really happy that Scott brought his kids out. He looks really great, by the way. He looks super handsome. And that's so crazy that Penelope and Selena Gomez's sis are hanging out. Small world. Hollywood, the Hollywood elite. They all know one another, but it makes total sense. I wonder what Selena Gomez thought about that, though. Because I do remember there was one Coachella where she went with Kendall and Kylie, and they were all following each other on Instagram, but then they, like, all unfollow each other. So it made one think, one as in many of the loyal fans of both of these queens, what's going on with that? But, yes. Anyways, but oh yeah, speaking of Selena Gomez, by the way, I listened to the song Naturally, like, 20 times this weekend. It's one of my favorite Selena songs. She's so good. And she just, I have to watch her series on Hulu what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. The two comedy icons, Steve Martin. And the other one too, whose name is slipping from my mind, but yeah. Anyways, that's it. I know this was a super messy episode, but you guys, I'm really tired, so you got to give me that. You got to give me something. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in for this Monday messy episode. I promise I'll be a little bit more together tomorrow, but you know. Can't promise anything. We're getting miracles here. I'm Andrew Dimitri, the mistress of pop culture. You can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox Radio, iTunes, the podcast app, basically anywhere where a podcast stream. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in and listening. I love doing this. It brings me true joy to do it, and I love chatting and yapping. So, yeah, have a great Monday. Have a great start to the week, everybody, and I'll chat with you later. Bye.